You stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
That's right, brothers and sisters. Get ready, because I tell you what, the man of God is in the house, and he's going to be sharing the word of God with you. None other than in the person of the intramonerable, the incomparable, the majestic Pastor Arthur LaValle is in the house. So I'm quite sure that he's going to pick up where he left off at. As a matter of fact, go ahead, get your pens, get your paper, get your pencils out, send attentively, cut the phone off, pull over on the side of the road. Amen. Because, amen, you need to get this word. It's going to be nuggets. It's going to be seed being sown into the good, fertile ground of your mind. And I guarantee you that when good seed is deposited in good ground, it is going to bring forth some 60, some 100, probably some 100,000 fold. I know it will. Amen. So we've got the man of God in the house. He's still kind of getting things together there. But, you know, God is good. We're just so glad that he was able to make it. Amen. And we know, amen, that the word of God is going to bless you on today. So I want you all to just sit back, relax, get back in your easy chair, sit back and relax. Pastor, how you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hey, I trust that you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Praise the Lord. And if you're not, you come on into the reality that you really are. You really are blessed. And what God has blessed can't be cursed. You know, I got one desire today, you know, and that's to impart unto you, boy, the importance of God's word to your life. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Hey, on this day, I want you to know how important God's word is to your life. Did you know that your attitude toward the word of God determines what place God holds in your life? You know that your attitude toward the word of God is your attitude toward God. If you have a lackadaisical attitude toward the word, then you really have a lackadaisical attitude toward God. Because God is his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word is God. And all things was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Well, all things. Everything has its origin from the word of God. Everything from everything has its beginning, man, in the word of God. Has its beginning in even before the spoken word of God and the silent word of God and the ideas of God. That's what word mean. You know, the word there is logos. It means the expression of a thought or the expression of an idea or a spoken thought or a spoken idea. Even before it was spoken, God already decided and thought about and had an idea and thoughts towards you. In the book of Proverbs, he said this, hey, Jeremiah, I want to say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know the plans that I have for you. And those plans are to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. And when you call upon me, that means when you fellowship, I answer you. I fellowship with you. And when you call upon me with your whole heart, when you come to the knowledge of that treasure that's in the field, and you go sell everything that you have, you come back and buy that field, when you go after me with your whole heart, not only will you have fellowship with me, but boy, I'll be able to use you in a great and mighty way. To do what? To help me reestablish my original plan and purpose for mankind here on the earth. And boy, that's what we got to get back to. That's what we have to rediscover. It's been really lost. It's been lost for a long time. It's been buried really in the graveyard of religion. When Jesus Christ came in, he came to bury religion and to bring people out of religion into a relationship. But unfortunately, man, you know, over the last 1,800 years, the message, man, that he preached has been buried in the graveyard of religion. And all mankind operating in now is his religion, the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion, the Hindu religion, all different religions. Those are the big four, but all the religions that come from there. Why? Because the original idea, the original precepts of God, the original plan and purpose for God that Jesus Christ came and preaching has been lost. You hear me say this all the time, you know. Hey, the devil's most successful tactic against us is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. You don't mind you us preaching, man. Well, we've been preaching for the last 1,800 years the good news about Jesus. As long as you don't ever come to the knowledge and preach the good news that Jesus preached, it's two different messages. You don't mind you being a Christian, a religious person, as long as you don't ever come to be who you really are, a citizen of the kingdom of God. He don't mind you going to church. That's a good thing, and all those are good things. As long as you don't never know how to be the church. He don't mind us operating our religious rituals and ceremonies and traditions, as long as we don't ever come into a personal relationship with your Father in heaven. Oh, Lord. He don't mind us being a prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, popes, bishops, elders, praise and worship leaders. It don't matter operating all those titles. As long as you don't become, boy, who you really are, an ambassador of Christ. It don't mind you being servants of the Lord. And all those are good things. As long as you don't take your role, boy, and come sit at the dinner table of the royal family. You don't mind you eating the man in the servant's quarter, as long as you don't eat at the royal table of the family of God. You don't mind you being a servant of the Lord, as long as you don't become a son or a daughter of the Lord. You ain't got no problems preoccupying us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. But boy, God, what God is doing for us, and I believe with all my heart, in our generation, is he's restoring, man, the original message. The message that was lost in Adam way back in the garden. And then when he came back and was restored, man, and his son Jesus Christ, I'm afraid that it's been lost again. And we've been preoccupied with the good things at the expense of forfeiting the great things. Devil don't mind you preaching healing as long as you don't preach divine help. And listen, on last week's broadcast, we was talking about a divine process of God. You know, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, right? And then he said, let them have dominion over fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. So God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And the Bible say, in your Bible. And God blessed them. That's why I say you can't curse what God had already blessed. When Adam and them disobeyed God, God didn't curse Adam. God cursed the ground for Adam's sake. That's the earth. And everything that comes from the earth. Even your physical body is cursed. Okay, I mean, the time you get it healed and everything else, man, it's going to go back from the dust of the ground. From the dust it came and from the dust it's going back. You say, cursed is the ground, not Adam. He blessed Adam. And God blessed them and told them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the Bible say, your Bible. And God planted a garden in Eden, and there he placed the man. And from there, where the Garden of Eden that he planted, that atmosphere, that environment that he put man in, and he said, and from there be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, make the whole earth just like this little garden. That's your mandate. What's God's original idea? What's God's original plan and purpose for your life? Be just like me. Have the same characteristics as I do. Have the same nature as I do. Then he say, and in my likeness. In other words, man, talk like me. Walk like me. Live like me. Act like me, think like me, be like me. That's God's original commandments. And have dominion. That's rulership. That's kingship. That's authority. That's power. That's control and influence over what? All the earth. The heavens is my territory. My kingdom, the earth going to be your kingdom. What God doing? God wants us to extend his rulership from the unseen realm to a seen realm. So that his children, his kids, his royal family can be just like him. He have his territory. The heavens belong to me, the earth. That's our territory. What he want to do? He want to colonize. He want the same culture of that's in heaven. He want the same way it is in heaven. He wanted to be here on earth. This, what are you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, man, God's original idea, God's original plan, and God's original purpose and desire for your life. What do he want to do? He wants you to be just like him. He a king. And as long as you stay in his domain and in the territory where you come from, like I told you, you don't mind you being a member of a church as long as you don't know about your citizenship in heaven.